No matter what happens, the flames of rebellion will never go out. Welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, Greta the Squirrel was kidnapped by the Underground Duchy, who have been kidnapping children from local towns to mine for a material called Black Rock. Knowing that their companion is missing, the group sets out to find her.
And then we can take the slingshot?
Yeah.
Zachary doesn't like the child!
Character development!
But our conversation we had before the night.
I don't think the slingshot takes up any load. I think it's okay.
Okay.
We're forgetting about it because we're too worried. We're not gonna even touch back on the conversation last night.
So Zachary picks up the slingshot, and then what's your character's name again?
Eyebright.
Looks at Eyebright. It's just like, I'll help you rescue the kid, then I'm taking my gold and leaving.
Gold?
Oh.
Alright. We can't force you to stay, but it is really, really, we are very, very grateful that you're helping us find the kid.
I've never said this before, but I charge for holding things in my ship, and it's about that much gold.
That's really funny. Anyway, okay.
You think you're getting your gold back?
We're just going to head out. They said they saw a guard. The guard said they saw someone walking through town. Can we go to whatever guards? That, or can we go to some guards and ask them?
The guards basically just explained all the info that they currently got to you already.
Okay.
They just saw a cloaked figure go through town that they weren't
heading
expecting.
Towards.
They were heading towards Limberley.
Okay.
I think that's the best place to start. So, do you want to start checking to Limberley?
Yes. Can I have the coin? I'm gonna run to the arms, whatever, really quickly, and give her the medal that we have now. See if she can get started at anything.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
So, in that case, you head over to Delilah real fast.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be like, yo, Delilah, I got this, and there's maybe more.
Right, Delilah looks at it and goes, this isn't enough, but, it's a start.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna need, like, probably, like, 20 to 30 more of these in order to get this to work.
If I play my cards right, if we are able to accomplish this, I can get you everything we need with no strings attached.
And like takes her, like puts like her fist around and is like, yeah!
you're awesome, Delilah! We gotta go save our tiny child! Bye!
What? It's like, wait, what?
Wait, Delilah, have you heard anything about children disappearing?
So I heard a thing or two, but like, yeah. Just
but you don't really care.
She says, not that I don't care, it's just that I've been really busy here. All I know is that apparently kids are like vanishing. Something about a cave.
Ooh, cave. New information. Thank you. And now I leave.
As you come back to us, did you give her the medal?
Yeah, she's got it. And I give you back your coin.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
I know it means so very much to you.
It does.
Okay, so we have to head in the direction of the town that was said just moments ago.
Yep.
Because
that's the only information we have, right?
Yeah. Oh, Delilah did mention something about hearing something about a cave.
Oh, really?
Shut up.
Okay. Let's go look for a cave then.
Okay. All right.
And we're off to find the cave.
All right.
Cave.
So as you're leaving Limberley, so you like kind of leave Limberley and you travel on the road for a few hours. Mm-hmm. And as you're traveling, you can kind of see that there's, like, cart marks from, like, people traveling along the way. And at, like, a few hours in, you can see that, like, one of the cart marks kind of, like, veers off the road into the underbrush. It's, like, just muddy enough that you wouldn't really notice if you hadn't been looking for something like that.
Okay. So we follow in these tracks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not really a land person. I do better on the sea. But, like, this is something we should follow, right?
I mean, sure. Where did they say the cave was again?
They said that we were heading in the direction of
Limberley.
Limberley. And then Delilah, you haven't met Delilah, she's pretty awesome. But she said she has heard something about a cave. Which I don't know how she's heard about a cave when most people don't believe in this, but you know what? Delilah is a woman of wonders.
Zachary just rolls his eyes, whatever, and starts pushing through the underbrush.
Let's keep going.
All right, as you're traveling along, you come across, like, basically it leads directly to, like, the side of, like, a cliff, but it's just, like, a sheer cliff. Like a hill with, like, a sheer, like, edge to it.
Mm, yeah. And so we're heading towards, like, see, this is the cliff.
Yeah, you're heading towards, like, the flat end.
Okay.
Mm. It kind of, like, goes into the bushes and stops.
Is there any... I kind of go over to it and just kind of, like, move away, like, brushes. Like, maybe they're covering up, like, an entrance or something.
Cool. So you knock down the tarp.
Oh, there's a tarp.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Hey, guys, found it.
There's, like, a tarp under there that's been very poorly concealed.
That was loud.
Alrighty, I can't take up two hatches.
Man, those would look really cool if there were, like, some bear claws or something
right?
over there.
I imagine, like, there's a little, like, part to, like, part of the
fight. We don't have time,
where I can, like, twirl them around.
Zachary's like my gun.
Okay, and Zachary's just like, we don't know what to expect yet. I've got the Marcosade whatever on, I'll just try and sweet talk him or something.
Okay.
But we don't know if it's gonna be the Marcosade.
Okay, so you're putting on your Marcosade disguise?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many do you have?
One.
Just one?
One, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so the rest I'm going to be sneaking along?
Yeah, you'll be going in first. We'll be somewhat close behind.
Alright.
And is it just black in this cavern, or are there torches along the side?
There are, like, lamps around the cavern.
Okay.
Do we hear anything?
Like, you can hear, like, the distant sound of picks. Like, tiny picks.
Okay.
And...
intriguing.
Like, you can hear, like, scurrying and, like, the sound of, like, chatter and discussion.
I don't hear anyone yelling angrily, like a...
You can probably hear a little bit of yelling angrily.
Why am I down here?
Yeah,
that's
right. Just
voice that I've gotten
Mounder.
Used to.
Okay. Okay. Here's yelling and just, like, pulls the mask on.
Okay.
Actually, probably shouldn't have a mask on.
So as you're doing this, yeah, like, basically, so you're heading along, and there's, like, the little, like, guard, like, gate thing, and they're like, halt, what's your business?
Come here to inspect the progress that you've been making here.
Cool. So you're going to be, trying to NPC.
Perfect. What am I running with?
Cunning.
Not that we know this, but could we say that I'm here to work? We don't know that they need me to work, but I'm small.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But we don't know that that's what's going on down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With cunning?
Yes.
I got a 7.
Nice.
All
right. So they do not do exactly what you want, but I get to do one of these things. Okay. So they, I'll say that they stumble. So he goes, hang on, let me go talk to my supervisor. I don't, and then just kind of like walks out. So like, they didn't give you passage in, but there's also nobody standing at the guard post right now.
Just keep walking.
Let's keep going.
I might just keep walking.
No, it's not me.
I'm walking.
Look around and just like, yeah, just start.
You're walking along and
you're
like
waiting for the bureaucrats, and we're like, nope.
The tunnels are like kind of like going off to sides and stuff, and there's like crates around and stuff, and people are pushing carts and whatnot, and one of them
people
pushes
or children.
When I say people, I mean like moles.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they're pushing like carts and stuff, and as you can see, like some of them walk by. Most of them are just kind of like eyeing you, like kind of side eyeing you, like what's going on, and then just kind of like continuing, like okay, they must be here with the Marcosade or something. And then one of them, as you can see, pushing a cart, is like pushing a cart full of like this weird, like black porous rock, and like a little bit falls off the side of it, and like kind of hits the ground, and, like sparks a little bit, and the guy with him is like, hey,
start
careful,
him.
One, like you cause any kind of sparks in this thing, and all the black rocks are gonna go straight up to high heaven, like.
Zachary's eyes go wide.
I'm gonna admit
like a moment where like it zooms in and everything just like stretches behind you. Just
hearing that, I'm gonna immediately turn and be like, I think there are lots of children in this cave. Ember needs to stay away.
Just like
you
shaking.
Are stronger than that.
So is it like, is it just a black rock? Do they pick it back up and put it in the?
The black rock that fell off just kind of, like, exploded a little bit, so it just kind of went, like a little bit, and it just kind of fell off.
Oh.
It's like one of those, like, little pop things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep walking there.
Now, as you guys are traveling down the pathway, you can hear, like, some more official sounding voices, kind of, like, talking. And, like, one very deep, vaguely familiar voice talking, and then, like, the rest of the stuff, like, going along.
Familiar.
Familiar.
So, what are you guys gonna do? There's a voice coming.
It's the Duke. It's totally the Duke. Not that we know about.
He went missing.
We know he went missing.
Stop it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who he is.
Are there any rocks, like, immediately accessible, like...
Black rock?
Yeah, that's just on the ground? Okay.
We have tiny paws. Tilly, get to work. Don't put me off, Kevin!
My personal recommendation is that you guys might want to hide for a moment, because the person that's coming will probably recognize you.
Okay, let's hide.
I was intending to hide as well. So, you guys hide. I don't think you really need to... Oh, no, hide is a roguish feat.
Yep.
So all of you are going to need either trust fate or do a roguish feat if you have the ability.
I'm trusting fate.
Roguish, like...
All right, so roll with luck. Or if you have the roguish feat, roll with finesse if you have the roguish feat.
So roll with luck?
You roll a 12,
oh,
nice.
Oh my gosh, Tilly, you're my savior. 8.
13. 8 as well.
13. 7.
Okay, so all of you passed.
Oh, thank goodness.
It is worth noting that it is going to, alright, so it's always like a scrape pass. So I'm gonna say, alright, okay, that's what's gonna happen. So you guys are like,
no, I rolled so well, don't make it my hat.
Well, you get, you rolled so well that you're gonna get a fleeting opportunity. So I'll have to decide what that is. But, okay, so as you're all leaping over, like, you kind of, like, leap over, and I'm going to say your hat does, like, kind of, like, fall off as you're running. So I'll be hiding to the sides, and, like, a mole's walking along, no, sorry, it's a cat, and, like, a big cloaked figure. The mysterious cloaked figure that's going along, and they're like, listen, my lord, we cannot do this, like, we're just not on schedule enough. And the figure's like, I don't care. We need to get this done. The moles are a treacherous group. We just learned they're working with the Alliance. We can't let them do, like... We can't let them keep getting away with, like, just working with any group. We need to strike now, take Patchwood, and then get to work trying to dismantle the
they're
Duchy.
Just having this conversation in the middle of their hallways?
Well, they're discussing it in hushed...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, they're just like, we need to destroy them!
How many are there?
Two.
Two?
Cat. And a cloaked figure that you guys can't tell the species of.
Are they, like, in a small room?
That probably makes sense. They're, like, kind of, like, in a small room and, like, starting to, like, walk around in there. That probably makes more sense than just walking in the hallway. I'll go with that. Anyway, so, so that's what they're doing, and they're talking, and...
You said I get something for rolling well?
Yeah, so one of them stops and kind of sees the hat and, like, walks over and is like, huh. And, like, the cat kind of, like, walks over, like, picks up the hat and, like, is clearly distracted by the hat.
Attack!
Do it!
Well, do we know that they're evil?
They're the cats. We don't knock them out.
If they're kidnapping children?
We don't knock them out. We just apprehend them so that we can get information from them.
I lunge out. I know what I'm doing. I'm lunging.
All right, you're attacking the cat?
I'm attacking...
All right, so you guys can just,
I'm attacking the cloaked figure, actually. I'm gonna lunge at him. He's the guy that's on the
operations. Okay, so this is blindside.
So Eyebright...
Eyebright
whips her hand around and just tries to connect with the cat's skull. Just
okay,
knock him out.
So this is a blindside move.
Do you have blindside? Because I have blindside.
Where's blindside?
It's a roguish feat.
Blindside is a roguish feat. It's also known as backstab or murder.
Backstab.
I do not have that, no.
I have it. I don't know if I want to attack more than just, like...
Well, I'm not, like, trying to just chop off their heads and just attack, just subdue them.
I have no qualms with these people other than that they're touching my hat.
Right. Well, that's understandable. But
so
I'm definitely
you can
attack.
Try to do
I'm definitely attacking.
Your luck is good.
Okay. So
it's one, but...
All right, so you're doing the blind side then? Okay, so trust fate?
Yep. So luck?
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Oh. Which one are you attacking?
The cloaked figure.
Okay, so you swing your axes, and the cloaked figure just kind of like grabs the axe out of the air.
Okay, that's actually really cool.
And like flips back the hood, and they are a badger wearing an eye patch.
What?
I read John's sword. You!
You!
Like, attack!
You guys thought it was the Duke?
Yeah.
I'm so hidden, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're the badger.
I'm gonna do just attack. Just blind rage.
Okay, you're just attacking?
Yep. So that'll be rolling with might.
Okay, so that's rolling with might and you're exchanging
You're exchanging blows, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, engaging in melee.
Reroll that one.
What?
Reroll that one.
I saw what that was.
Reroll it or no?
No, you. I saw what you rolled.
Five. Because it was one and one.
So you got a
plus three.
Plus three. All right.
Five.
Okay, so you got a five. That's not gonna pass. So you like swing your. Which are you attacking with your sword?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you swing your sword and you miss, and the badger, who is in fact Goat Willow, says like kind of steps out of the way, and smacks you with something hard. I want you to mark two exhaustion.
Exhaustion.
Not injury, exhaustion.
Yeah.
And the Goat Willow kind of like snarls and says something about like, you're lucky they want you alive, and pulls out a very familiar looking hammer.
Hammer? Wait.
What?
Hammer?
Is the dude still holding my hat?
Remind-
Can I just chop at his hand?
Remind, what's the significance of the hammer? I know there's a hammer somewhere that we mentioned something about.
It's Dog Rose's hammer.
Yeah.
No!
Can I see the weapon moves?
Oh, that's right! Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, that's the dude that he killed, yeah?
Yeah.
She killed.
I don't know.
She killed Dog Rose and has taken his hammer.
What range am I at?
You? I'd say that you're probably at far range right now, technically.
Okay.
Actually.
Was I at long range or short range at that point?
You're close range.
I was at close range?
Not in mid range, but close range.
Okay.
Because
and pinpoint shot is at long range?
Yes.
Okay.
You have her slingshot still.
You do. You can use my slingshot.
Sure.
Alright. Do we ever modify the slingshot to determine what kind of damage it dealt?
Nope.
Do you want to say it deals exhaustion, or do you want to say that it deals injury? It
depends on the
injury.
I think it's shooting.
Alright. Let's say it's injury, then.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, you're getting the slingshot?
Slingshot.
You're like, alright, kid!
5, 6, and can I say I'm rolling with luck instead of might?
Yeah.
Better lucky than good?
Yeah.
So 8.
Alright, so that hits. It is just like a basic hit. It's gonna deal a little bit of wear to Goat Willow's armor.
Okay.
Like a slight dent to the armor. Goat Willow's wearing a cloak and like kind of casts a cloak off, and like she's wearing like very fine plate armor.
Oh.
And is wielding a huge hammer.
Oh my gosh.
Do I get to storm group?
You can.
Okay. I'm going to try to storm group. Which means I roll with might, and I'm marking an exhaustion.
I'm going to storm a group. You have a weapon that can let you storm a group?
Yeah, my sword.
Alright, you're...
You have it written here by skill, so does that mean
Yeah, if it says that, then yeah,
okay.
It'll work.
So I'm going to mark an exhaustion and roll my might. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And hit trade harm.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, on a 10, choose 2. So you get to pick 2 extra ones in addition to dealing the regular harm that your weapon deals.
Which is?
Probably 1.
Plus.
It's 1.
Okay, cool.
It's always 1 unless it specifies.
Okay.
And then also, you're going to take 2 exhaustion from this because you also get hit with the hammer.
Okay, I get to choose 2 of these.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. While I'm looking, someone else can do stuff if you guys want.
Okay. You're all fighting. If you haven't spotted, anybody hasn't been spotted yet, this would be an excellent time to go try to rescue Greta.
I think we all jumped out of
Crap, I just jumped out! I was the only one that hadn't been spotted yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I...
Can I take it back? No, I
won't. Just kidding.
Psych.
We just jump out.
Who's the farthest away? Am I the farthest away?
Yeah, I believe so because you're using ranged.
I'd book it.
Yeah.
I go save her.
Run for it, weasel!
Okay, wait. I would like to, I would like to, okay. What does morale do, really?
Morale? If you can fill up a morale track and then it breaks it a little bit further, it can let somebody, it basically scares somebody off. They surrender or flee.
How much is a morale thing, usually?
How much is a morale trigger?
Yeah.
Usually, can vary anywhere from 1 to 5.
So 2's not worth it. Okay, I'm gonna keep them off balance, which causes them to, you inflict 2 exhaustion to both of them. And then I would like to... I'm gonna, okay, so you said that I'm taking a hit, so I get 2 exhaustion from mine
yeah.
as well. Okay, and then I would like to avoid their blows, so I have -1 to my harm, so I'll only take 1 exhaustion.
Yeah.
Okay, so they each mark 2 exhaustion.
Okay.
Okay. What do I do? What do I have to do to like run away from this combat situation?
I'm gonna say since everybody else is also fighting Goatwill at the same time, like Goatwill can't exactly chase you down, so I'm gonna say you can just flee.
Okay.
The other cat is like completely useless. He's a bureaucrat. He's just like, oh.
So, Zachary yells at the others. I'll find Greta.
Yeah.
I'll find the kid.
Don't yell that.
Kids, plural.
Or just like to one of you, to Peter.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll find the kid.
And then just
I'm like in the air. He's just holding me up in the air. And you come over. Hey, I'm gonna go find the kid.
Oh my gosh!
All right.
Does my storm group not stop whatever the heck was happening there? Because I attacked both of them.
Well, you didn't decide. What did you say to do for
I'm
storm
going.
Group?
I am making it so I'm keeping them off balance, so they mark 2 exhaustion.
Okay.
And then I'm avoiding their blows as best as possible.
Okay.
-1.
Got it. I will mark that.
It's right there.
My pencil's there. Thank you. There we go. Okay. So, you're running along. You enter like the big cave system area.
Sure.
Are the moles?
The moles are just kind of like confused. They're kind of running around like, what's going on here?
I like the moles.
Like, two of them are like kind of standing there, and I'm just gonna let you just kind of like push through them to get yeah. like. The...
Oh shoot, my child!
And then just like, or ask one of the moles, or just like grab one of them by the leg.
Oh my gosh!
And I was just like, where are the kids?
The moles kind of like points.
Shove them aside and just like start booking it down there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you get down there. There's like there's the formal there who's the one that's like, hey guys, you're gonna learn how to. And he's like kind of like draws a short sword and goes, you ain't taking these kids.
Am I still too much in combat, or can I also run after him?
You can threaten them.
Yep. I'm gonna pull up my lighter.
Ooh,
yeah.
Are you gonna light it, or are you just gonna?
I'm just gonna hold it up.
Okay, he's gonna be like,
yes. Wait!
Nope!
Out!
Oh my god!
No, unlock the kids! Have him unlock the
oh,
kids!
Oh yeah, yeah.
Boy,
like,
Zachary!
You just like unlock the kids or blow us all to smithereens.
He goes, okay! And he like unlocks the kids, and the kids like, their chains fall to the ground. You're free now.
He'll be like, oh my gosh, and I run to give Zachary a hug. Thank you!
Puts his arms up and like the awkward, just like, yeah, that's great.
Hugs
like,
and accidentally drops the lighter.
Put the lighter. I would like to run, I want to help with this situation.
Okay, so you run to help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as you do that, Goat Willow is gonna like kind of like break free from the skirmish and also start running over there.
I don't know who this person is, I have no qualm yeah. with them. All I know is everyone else hates them. Okay, I'm gonna actually. Goat Willow's the one with the hammer. I'm gonna run over the kids as I stampede! We just run over Goat
Willow. I want to do something.
Can I?
As soon as you're done.
Can I run down a hallway that he, Zachary, did not run down to lead Goat Willow away from the kids?
You can try. Alright, do you want to run down a different hallway?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say you're tricking an NPC.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be.
Hey, hey, come follow me! Over here!
Hey, over here!
Which is cunning.
He's just standing there like, what?
This is going to be bad, guys. I don't have
You got this. No, you got this. You got this.
Believe in yourself.
Seven.
Nice.
All right.
Not great.
Let me take the move. Just see
it didn't happened. Work last time I tried to trick someone on a seven.
Okay. So, it doesn't work. I'm going to say that they hesitate for a moment. So it's basically they take morale damage.
Dang it, I don't
know. Kind of stops and like kind of looks between the hallways and then just keeps running towards the...
I would like...
Walmart's morale damage.
I would like to do a you shall not pass
does
maneuver.
He mark... does he mark...
Alright, but you're behind Go Willow.
Oh, can I be fast enough to...
So am I in far range from her now?
Yes.
Okay, I pull out my bow and
can
take
I ask
aim
a
at
real
her.
Quick okay. question? Does she mark morale for the bear and the jackal?
No, it only applies to allies secondly.
Dang it, okay.
Okay. It only applies to allies and when it's funny.
It would be funny.
Just depressed about
that. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. Goat Willow is the strongest threat you guys have fought, and you fought a bear already, so.
Oh, I don't know. It's.
Goat Willow is like as strong as I can make a single NPC.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm
oh my
gonna
gosh.
Take aim with my bow.
Alright.
And mark exhaustion to inflict additional injury if it hits.
Okay.
Yeah, so plus might is gonna be 11.
Nice!
11?
Yep.
Alright, and then nice. Deal the mark exhaustion to deal an additional injury, as you said?
Yep.
Okay, I'll mark that.
Yeah.
So that's additional injury with this strongbow.
Thank you. Alright, so it like dents in like.
And then
one
I can
the
mark
and, like,
I can
shot.
Mark exhaustion again to make your shot ignore the enemy's armor.
Okay, mark another exhaustion. What's your exhaustion at this point?
Full.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll mark
that
two
means
injuries.
You absolutely cannot get hit by the hammer.
Yeah.
Well, like, I have no injury boxes, though.
But the
if,
hammer,
if your exhaustion fills up, though, you get knocked unconscious.
The hammer deals exhaustion, not injury.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, because Go Willow is not trying to kill you.
Interesting.
Otherwise, you'd be having a lot harder time.
Yeah,
true. You could have Zachary, like, run up to the main chamber.
So, but did that only deal two injury that didn't kill her?
Two, yeah. That did not kill her. That is not even close.
And also, is Greta with Zachary at this point?
Yes.
I'm just like hanging on. I'm like, I'm Gabby!
Yeah. What you can do?
So,
he's got your slingshot.
Zachary, like, to all the children, just like gather up as much of this brittle, like this coal stuff as you can. Be careful, but just gather it and bring it to the center chamber.
Okay.
I'm terrified.
Alright, does Greta follow that?
All
right, or does
so
Greta stay with Zach?
I'll say that,
Zachary? Okay, well, I'm having to stay with Zachary.
Yeah, I'll say that would be. Fine, like you just saved them, so that's all good. I'll say that works.
Okay. And then run into the main chamber and like, is it gonna echo? Like, is it gonna?
Sure.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yells out just like, yells out at into the chamber is just like, stall him for as long as you can.
All right.
I tried. I'm gonna take back off running after the freaking whatever that thing is.
Okay. Badger.
Yeah, it go whatever.
Yeah, she's a badger.
Yeah.
All right. So she is wielding the hammer, and she kind of like runs into like the. She's been chasing after, trying to get after you. So she arrives in like kind of the main chamber as the kids are like putting the stuff in there.
Can I run up and blindside her?
Yeah, you want to try?
Yeah.
All
right. It's one of my skills. So what do I roll with? Instead, because I have it as a rubbish feat.
Yeah. So you're gonna roll with finesse.
Oh, so nice.
One.
Okay.
Nice.
Not bad.
Eight.
Not bad.
All right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So eight.
Doesn't
really. Okay, so 8, it says, okay, some kind of a risk will come to bear unless you mark exhaustion.
cool with just letting the risk happen?
No, because there's like explosive things around.
All right, mark exhaustion then.
But if he, no, yeah, okay, I'm gonna fine with the risk.
Okay, if you're gonna fine with the risk?
Oh! Because if I get hit with the hammer once, then I'm down. Because I'm, we'll only have one exhaustion left.
Okay, so basically, so you rush in and you hit Goat Willow with what weapon? The cutlass?
Yeah.
So alright, so I'll say that did a decent amount of things. So I'll actually mark the injury without marking it on the armor. I'll say that you managed to break past the armor. But nice. The risk I'm going to say is that you plunge into danger. So I'm going to say that Goat Willow like kind of grabs you and like lifts you up by like the
the
scruff of your neck.
Perfect. As she's doing that, I want to rush up and get in front of him and kind of help. Just attack.
Okay.
Actually... Can I do You Shall Not Pass now?
I don't think it's really, like, blocking people necessarily, because, like, there's not really room in between the two of them because, like, arm. Like, it's
That's
not...
true.
I mean, well, you could not... You could make him not pass to go get to him.
That's what I'm trying
to
do.
You could try it. It seems like that, You seem like you got a plan.
We're stalling for him.
You're like, yeah, of course.
That's what I was like,
You can just text me your plan, and I'll see if it's going to...
I was going to say, as I'm being picked up, I'm like, Sam, I better know what he's doing!
Well, I'll just attack. I'll just attack Go Willow.
Okay, you're going to attack Go
Willow? I'll just attack him. Just keep it simple.
All right.
With might, right?
Yeah, might.
Okay. There we go. 9.
Okay, so that is going to be an exchange of damage. Engaging melee. You're allowed to pick one. So suffer serious, no, inflict serious, suffer little, shift your range, or impress, dismay, or frighten your foe.
Could I increase the range by going in front of him? Like,
so, like, increase it to intimate range?
Yeah, what would that do?
Basically put you at a much closer range and mean that you have to use intimate range weaponry, like a dagger or something, if you don't have intimate range marked on your weaponry.
That's how you change weapons.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get into intimate.
Okay. Alright, so in that case you shift that. So you do get struck by the hammer. I will mark... You get dealt, what, 1 damage?
Okay.
Alright, so I'll mark that there.
I will do 1 on my leather armor. And I do have cleave. Is that for armor?
Yes.
But it does it already automatically go to the armor?
Did you deal cleave specifically as the attack, or...?
No.
Okay, because you have to do cleave as a separate attack.
Gotcha. Okay, there's that. Hiya!
So does he get 2 exhaustion?
And it's worth mentioning, cleave is not an intimate range, it's close range. So you gotta be at close range to deal cleave.
Okay, yeah. I still have my, the
Alright, so in that case you want to do something other than, like, shift into intimate range, because then otherwise you'll have to shift back out in order to do cleave.
No, it's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
Just wanted to check.
Because I bet he can't attack me, because he doesn't have any...
Well, yeah. She yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so... Yeah, so she's still, like, fighting. That is a good point that, like, intimate range is a little bit close for Goat Willow to be able to hit you with a hammer.
Wouldn't it be more difficult since they have a hammer?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It'd be really difficult to hit him with a for her to hit you with a hammer.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Too close, so it's murder.
Also, I think I want Grotto to be leading the kids and trying to,
okay,
like...
So you're fleeing right now?
Yeah, fleeing.
Okay.
I thought the kids were collecting stuff.
Yeah, I'm leading them, like, collecting the stuff. I'm leading them out.
Okay, yes. So the kids are, like, dropping off all the rocks in the main cavern and then heading out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Running to us where Goat Willow has...
Okay, so as you're heading out, basically, so, like, you can see, like, the security guy being like, hey, what's going on? And then just gets swarmed by children. Like,
much as, like, the part from Indiana Jones. And the
but then I'm saying, like, stampede!
Yeah.
How many children were there?
I'm gonna say probably, like, 17.
17? Wow.
Not as much of a stampede as I was hoping, but yeah. I'm glad there also were.
It was, like, 500.
Yeah.
So, this rock, is it just, like, once, like, friction, it just, like, causes it to...
Yeah, like, if it's not being done carefully and handled well, or if it's exposed to, like, fire or anything, it's just gonna...
Okay. So, Zachary, like, looks at the pile, just yells out, hey, what's his name? What's her name?
Goat Willow?
Hey, Goat Willow! Holds up the lighter.
Can we see him?
Goatwell kind of like looks over and like just kind of like throws Tilly back.
Hey! I don't like it!
I'm just like, I'll see you in hell.
No!
What are Weasel gonna do to me?
Wait, are you
No!
Jerry, no!
Get out of
here,
guys!
No!
No!
I think you guys should go, like, get out of
no!
Thing.
Yeah, but no!
Alright, okay.
I think he, I'm gonna start to flee, but I wanna hold up. I'm gonna think he's blocking.
I'm rolling with luck instead of might.
Okay. So the so Goatwill is like, what, you think a little weasel can take me?
Oh,
Ember.
Oh,
no, not a weasel. Pulls down the mask.
I'm a stoat.
Dude!
Okay, so I'm gonna say y'all are like running out of the cave.
I'm picking up children as I go.
Okay, so I'm gonna say just because like this is working like dramatically, so you guys like basically like burst out of the cave and just like a gout of fire, just kind of like, and you can see like the land outside is like collapsing underneath it because like the cavern just got blown.
Oh my
out
gosh,
the
I'm ready to go.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh! Don't you be mean to me and then don't be mean to me!
Oh my gosh, that's such a dramatic song! Oh my gosh!
That is the coolest thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh my gosh!
And I feel like that's a pretty good place to end for the session.
Yeah,
oh my gosh!
Alright, that's where we're ending!
's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Skylar Ross, Jordan Marshall, Balin Perry, Jared Jensen, and Kelly Hamblin. The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games, and can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!